This is Morning Edition. Every year, more than 22,000 people are released from North Carolina's state prison system, and the Department of Public Safety is helping those people acclimate into society through reentry programs across the state. Naomi Prelo reports on how Guilford County is one of the counties working with recently released inmates.
It's chaos at the Lexington Police Department. People are scrambling, trying to get their state ID cards. Others are trying to make some quick cash by pawning off items. And some are going back to jail.
All right, for y'all newcomers, welcome to Alcatraz.
The running around in the Lexington Police Department is all part of a reentry simulation. But art does imitate life because this is how some inmates feel when they've been released from jail or prison. And the Guilford County Sheriff's Office is hoping to make it a bit easier for some former inmates to get back on their feet after being released.
That old adage of lock them up and throw away the key is not reality. 95% of everyone that's in jail or prison are going to be returning to our communities. We need to make it easier for folks to do the right thing.
That's Sharon Harrison Pope. She's the coordinator for the reentry program at the Guilford County Sheriff's Office. The county's program was started in 2017 with financial help from the Department of Public Safety. It currently serves 158 people. Offenders who've been released or are about to be released can apply to be part of the program. Once they're in, the program's caseworkers provide them with referrals to find housing, employment, and more. And this is all part of a statewide program put on by the North Carolina Department of Public Safety. DPS started offering reentry counsel to various counties in 2013. They give counties $150,000 for them to get started. It's in 19 counties so far. Nicole Sullivan is the director of reentry programs and services for DPS.
After 3 to 5 years, you know, they're going to be getting out, and so having support in communities all across the state will make us all safer and will help folks get back on their feet and move in the positive direction that we want to see them move in.
That's one of the reasons why the Guilford County Sheriff's Office held a reentry simulation, so community members can get a better understanding of what former inmates face when they're released. Dana Daughtry Jr. is one of the volunteers who's manning the ID table. He has firsthand experience of what it's like to run around getting what's needed because he was a former inmate. He describes himself as a habitual felon who would serve sentences for months at a time in county jails in the Triad. Eventually, he enrolled in a reentry program while he was in jail. He says it's important to have programs that teach former inmates how to readjust to responsibilities.
If you don't have that, and then you're trying to do everything you can, you're trying to make all these appointments, you got to have money, you got to have vouchers, and you really don't even know how to do it because you done lived a lifestyle probably out there on the street for so long that's all you know how to do. Now when it's time to fill out paperwork, now when it's time to be accountable for being on time, it's hard for you to transition.
DPS's Nicole Sullivan says the programs are having success, but they don't have statistics on recidivism yet.
It probably takes a community a good couple of years to kind of get up and running and really being able to implement a reentry model that is able to serve and support people.
These reentry services have caught the eye of Governor Roy Cooper. Both Cooper and the North Carolina General Assembly established the State Reentry Council Collaborative. That collaborative then created the Reentry Action Plan to help remove barriers that can derail the success of former inmates. And Dana Daughtry is all for a plan like this. He says people need all the support they can get when they return home.
But if you got somebody saying, okay, great job for like every little step you take, that builds your confidence up.
The state grant for the Guilford County Sheriff's Program ends this September, but they hope to raise enough money to expand the program and make it permanent. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.